Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news.
Today, as I suspend my campaign, I congratulate him on the victory he has won and the extraordinary race he has run. I endorse him and throw my full support behind him.
There you have it. Senator Hillary Clinton officially ended her bid for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Clinton pledged her support for a presumptive Democratic nominee, Senator Barack Obama. Clinton says she will do whatever she can to make sure Senator Barack Obama ends up in the White House. A visit to Iran today for Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Maliki visited with Iranian leaders like Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Tehran to discuss security and other bilateral issues. The meeting comes after concerns about Iranian-funded training of Shiite militants in Iraq. It's Maliki's third visit to Iran since becoming Iraq's prime minister 2 years ago. Severe weather in the nation's midsection this afternoon. A state of emergency has been declared in three Indiana counties. Interstates 70 and 65 are both closed in parts of the state due to flooding. Meanwhile, emergency crews are rescuing trapped residents and homes, and some even stuck in their cars. Floodwaters in Indianapolis buried cars and covered streets this morning. The Plains states and Midwest have been pounded with severe weather and strong storms for more than 3 days. In Andrew County, Missouri, residents are cleaning up after flooding Friday. Several counties reported flash flooding, blocking roads and uprooted trees. Northwestern Minnesota was also slammed by a tornado. The twister snapped trees, downed power lines, and damaged homes in Hubbard County. No reports of any serious injuries there. Firefighters are laying down more than 30 miles of containment lines to fight a massive wildfire in North Carolina. It broke out at a federal wildlife refuge a week ago and has burned almost 30,000 acres. A Forest Service spokesman says the fire is about 30% contained. Meanwhile, Southern California firefighters have contained a 500-acre wildfire. The blaze in Kern County forced evacuations and threatened about 50 homes. No damage has been reported so far. Far above the Earth, Shuttle Discovery astronauts are doing more work aboard the International Space Station. They're testing the new science lab's robotic arm. It's part of a billion-dollar science lab funded by the Japanese that was taken to the ISS aboard the Shuttle Discovery this week. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.